Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the public outrage over government's exorbitant charges for an e-passport at the Zimbabwe consulate in South Africa, pegged at a whopping $270, including a $20 application fee. But first, let's begin here in Washington. Access to abortion is one of the main topics in this year's U.S. presidential election. The Kamala Harris campaign is betting on support for abortion rights, driving voters to the polls in November, while Donald Trump and the Republican Party have torn down their anti-abortion public stances on the matter. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
U.S. women's reproductive rights are often center stage at Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris's campaign events.
We, who believe in reproductive freedom, will stop Donald Trump's extreme abortion bans because we trust women to make decisions about their own bodies and not have their government tell them what to do.
Former President Donald Trump praised the Supreme Court's 2022 overturning of federal protections on abortion access. He stresses he favors each U.S. state deciding on whether to grant or block it.
The Democrats really, and not all of them, because most of them agree with us, they're the radical ones, whereas our position is that abortion is now back to the states.
Trump and the Republican Party have recently toned down their abortion rhetoric, which at times included calls for national abortion bans. That's no accident, says Rutgers University polling expert Ashley Koning.
We saw in the midterms and in special elections, when abortion is either directly or indirectly on the ballot, how consequential that has been to elections, and that the voters are coming out on the side in support of reproductive health issues and abortion issues.
Democrats are betting on a pro-choice platform and expressing support for abortion providers. For instance, on July 23rd, Vice President Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, visited a reproductive health center in McLean, Virginia. The move was praised by the center's medical director, Dr. Jessica Rubino.
I do believe that this is one of the most important topics for the election. It is really important that the vice president, that the second gentleman focus on this, continue to engage with us and work on coming up with a plan.
Among anti-abortion groups, there are those who doubt that reproductive rights will drive a record number of voters to the polls in November. The Trump ticket probably won't sharply increase their focus on abortion, even as the Harris campaign does, in the opinion of National Right to Life Committee President Carol Tobias.
I think they're going to be talking about what they think is important, and I don't know how much they will be responding to her. I think they definitely have to talk about the unborn child being a member of the human family. That deserves protection.
Analysts expect the Trump campaign will continue to prioritize the economy when courting voters, as historically that has been Americans' top concern in presidential elections. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, McLean, Virginia.
This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Now to our main topic. Zimbabweans in South Africa have expressed indignation over new excessive charges for an e-passport announced by government this week. A circular from the Zimbabwean consulate in South Africa says those applying for a new passport in the neighboring country must pay $270. This is the same price for an emergency passport if one is applying from within Zimbabwe. In other words, Zimbabweans in South Africa who need travel documents are forced to pay the equivalent of an emergency passport because that's the only option provided by the consulate. The ordinary passport, which costs $170, is not available in South Africa, and that is what's angering many people who are calling it a rip-off. Lichona njani makhaya lamhlanje kuhlelo Livestock Diaspora Forum sixoxa ngembadalo yama-passports kulabo abahlala kwele South Africa. Sibonile abantu abaningi behlokoma baganunwabo lapha bazondele uhulumende yena ohlele ukuthi enqabe oyabe efuna i-passport kwele South Africa kumele abhadale imali engange-$270 okuyimali ye-emergency passport eZimbabwe nxa u-apply for i-passport usekhaya. Ongangokuthi i-ordinary passport ebhadalwa ebiza $170 yona kayikho kwele South Africa okwamanje. Ngezinye indlela nje okusho kwami abantu are forced ukuthi bathathe i-emergency passport yona leyo ebiza imali eningi kakhulu $270, which is an equivalent elingana phosele 5,000 rand, inkulungwane zamarandi ezinhlanu. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Abe embassy yeZimbabwe kwele South Africa sikhulume labo izolo bakuvuma bathi yebo yikho osokwenzakele, kodwa hayi abaseZimbabwe abakwele South Africa lokhe behlokoma. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje, bathi uhulumende uyabantshontshela ngemva kokubaphoqa ukuthi basuke eZimbabwe bayedinga ukuphandela izimuli zabo kwele South Africa. Veduwe muchirongwa che Livestock Diaspora Forum nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ya kunza mtauru zvikurusa kune vezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvirikugara kuSouth Africa. Mushure mekunge hurumende yazivisa musvondo rino kuti vanenge vachida ma-e-passports vachida kuapplya for ma-passports vari kuSouth Africa ikoko vanofanira kubhadhara mari inokwana iyo $270, inova mari ye-emergency passport kana uchiapplya uri muZimbabwe. Asi ordinary passport inodaidza iyo mari inosvika $170 aipo kuSouth Africa. Saka vekuZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa vane option iyoyo chete yekuti vange vachibhadhara mari ye-emergency passport, which is $270. Hurumende iri kutenda kuti hongo ndizvo zvaitika. Asi vekuZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vano vari kuchema vari kuti haiwa hurumende apa yakuda kutibira mushure mekuti dzinga nekusagona kugadzirisa upfumi munyika vakutivinga futi kuSouth Africa kuzotibira. Ndiyo nyaya iri mugango nasi, and that takes us to a short break. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Oh, by the way, I'm told that we have a Zimbabwean okulume le ntathelisa indaba yethu kwele South Africa ekhuluma ngodaba lwama-passport lolu ehlokoma. Asizweni ukuthi uthini isiphathamandla sezaphu kwele South Africa.
Singuzaphu South Africa Province, siyakubuka siyakubona ukuthi lento kayilunganga njalo kayiqondanga njalo umuntu oyicabangileyo akazange acabangele abantu, bacabangele izisu zabo. Ube bebecabangele abantu bebezokwazi impilo ephilwa ngabantu baseZimbabwe kule lizwe laseSouth Africa or bengaphandle kwelizwe laseZimbabwe. Abantu abaphila ngaphandle kwelizwe laseZimbabwe abanawo ama-properties esingathi mhlawumbe yizindlu zabo ngamakhaya abo njengabantu baseZimbabwe. Baphila ngokurenta indawo zokuhlala. Lapha abaqhasha khona izimali kuyadula ukuqhasha indawo yokuhlala. Mangikhangela kahle umuntu wase Zimbabwe okulese South Africa province, especially mainly baku security baku ma domestic workers mainly, an average of 2,500 is umholo ngenyanga. Yibo la abantu ababizelwa u 5,000 ofanele bawukhiphe mabefuna ipassport yase Zimbabwe. Esikubona nje siza up South Africa province uthi cha, lapha sekungathi igovernment ilwa labantu bayo. Kungathi nje sokuyikujezisa amaZimbabwe angaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi liyajeziswa igovernment ekhona ekhaya.
Abo ndebe bato rinopikisa rezapo ku South Africa. Now let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, to help us dissect our topic, we are joined by our guest, Dr. Vusumuzi Svanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum, and Dennis Juru of the Cross Border Traders Association. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. Let me start off with Mr. Juru. What's your take on this uproar we are seeing from where you are in South Africa?
Good evening to your listeners. Good evening to my colleague, Dr. Svanda. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. My take on this are two sides. The first side is I spoke to the Zim consulate, and they told me that the price of the passport is 4,900 rands. The passport comes out in 7 days. So, meaning this passport is equivalent to the $170 passport in Zimbabwe, the one you expect in 7 days. And then when I did my calculations, I realized that $170 in Zimbabwe is equivalent to 3,230 rands. Then, if I divide that 4,900 rands by the current rate of around 18 rands, it means the passport in South Africa costs $272. So we have two sides. If you were to go to Zimbabwe to apply for your passport, the bus will cost you, let's give an example of someone who is going to Harare. The bus will cost you plus or minus 1,000 rand to go to Zimbabwe, to Harare. And then coming back, it will cost you plus or minus 700 rand, which is 1,700 rand. So if we add the 3,230 that you are going to be charged in Zimbabwe, if we add it with 1,700, it means it will cost you 4,930 to apply for a passport in Zimbabwe, a 7-day passport in Zimbabwe. However, considering that the government does not use the bus to transport your passport and your documents, they use other logistics to transport those documents to and from, it cannot cost the government 1,700 rand to transport your documents, and at the same time, there will be transporting a number of them at the same time, that will reduce the cost of transporting them to and from. So I believe the passport is expensive, but comparing with one going to Zimbabwe to apply, it's equivalent. It costs the same.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's an interesting take there, Mr. Juro. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Spanda, coming to you, what's your take?
Good evening, good evening to the listeners. Look, I think I'm very fascinated by Mr. Juro's analysis. It's quite an interesting one. And for that reason, I'm saying that because this is a trend infecting South Africa. It's not only Zimbabwe that is costing its passport in that particular region. It has been for countries like the DRC and Nigeria within the 4,000-something range, 4-5, and all that. And a lot of all these people have been complaining that that is quite expensive. But obviously, if you look at countries like the DRC and Nigeria going up, the distance is meant to be, you know, much further for them, you know, and that is why they are more enticed to it, you know, in South Africa. Now, what the government, you know, basically are doing is they want to raise money. Of course, there could be costs that are involved, for example, in transporting these passports to bring them here. And I think that these governments, you know, are ordinarily not only a Zimbabwean, you know, problem, are also trying to make money out of these passports, because I think they are selling the convenience that instead of a person having to travel and, you know, get to a queue in Zimbabwe, leave their job, and possibly one has to travel during the course of the week and, you know, leave their work, then that person is forced to say, you know what, rather leave my work, I'll only do it one day and maybe take one day off and then I continue working. So they know that a lot of people really find that, you know, cheaper to apply here because of the convenience aspect, not maybe the financial aspect part of it. So at the end of the day, I think what we should be talking about is the fact that is it generally fair to really cost, you know, people a government service that should be, you know, provided at a fee that should be similar to the one that could be provided in Zimbabwe. Because the bulk of these passports in Zimbabwe that applied for in Bulawayo and other places, they are all, you know, printed in Harare. They have to be transported, you know, to the various places, which means that, you know, the transportation costs have been built. I don't think that those transportation costs really get to be much different from bringing them to South Africa. So I think it's just a way for the government to make money, but it is a trend. A lot of these governments are doing ordinarily the same thing. They just want to make money, you know, because they look at the convenience that the applicants, you know, are faced with.
Njengenhlanganiso emela izizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe e-Afrika jikelele, Dokotela Spanda, ungathi lilohlelo yini lokukhulumisana lohulumende weZimbabwe ngalolu daba njengoba abantu abaningi bekhala kangaka? La uyatsho nje ukuthi hayi, lapho uhulumende ungani udinga imali nje la.
Into ezokumangaza kakhulu echazayo nje ukuthi uhlelo lokwenziwa kwama-passport la eZimbabwe sahlala phansi nolo osememe o-ambassador walapha eZimbabwe, ubaba uHamad Zeribi. Sathi thina kufanele ukuthi ama-passport ayendiwe la e-South Africa. Sobe isikhathi eside saliqoxa lolu daba, okokuthi sasikhulume nokuthi cha, njengoba ngaleso sikhathi kwakuney'nkinga ezokuthi amaphepha aprinte, nama-printer atholakala eZimbabwe, kwakungaba ngcono ukuthi nje ama-passport a-outsource aprinte la e-South Africa bese siya kwelaseZimbabwe. Saze saxoxisa ne-department kuboministe we-foreign affairs wezangaphandle. Njengoba nje lokhu sokuze kwenzakala, sokwenzakele asaziswanga thina, kabasitshelanga ukuthi kwenziwe. Kodwa angithi siyakwamukela ukuthi ama-passport abantu abaseZimbabwe kadingakala ukuthi bahambe ngalendlela. Kodwa ukukhalaza kwethu ukuthi bekuyinto enhle ukuthi uhulumeni angasebenzi njengamabhizinisi layo sobiza ngama-private businesses anohlelo lokwenza imali, kodwa banikeze lo msebenzi, bawenze ngendlela yokuthi iyi-civic service enzelwe abantu ngempelo esingenelekayo lokulolosinalo uhlelo njengoba nje sokuphumile manje ukuthi sike sihlalisane naye phansi sikhulumisane naye futhi lo osengummeli weZimbabwe naseSouth Africa ukuthi kanti kodwa le ntengo bayibona njani kodwa siyazi ukuthi into abazoyisho ukuthi babheke intengo eyamanye amazwe awasesadid nase-Afrika ukuthi bona ama-passport bawenza malini ababhekanga ukuthi ngambe kuzobe kulula yini ebantwini babo.
Please do stay on the line, Dr. Spanda. Ndi zoke kwa mori wa juru. Kwa imimi se sangano re ma cross border traders. Munga wane urongwa re wegu garapasne urumende mwichi itaura na nezwe nyaya ii. Se zo wana wakawanda wajichema. Uye jwe se sana wana mzina bizimusi. Vanhu vari kuzvishanda kana kuti vari kuzvishandira vega. We know how important a passport is to you guys. Mune chirongwa here chekugara pasi nehurumende pamusoro penyaya?
Hongu mtunga, ile hangu isusi sangano. Hatili kungochema nepasi kufana honge pachichemewa. Kuchema kuno pesa kusa kerewe kana vanhu vakachema nenzira isiriyo. Zvekungo fenda munhu uchingo chema uchifenda ipo pasina kufanira kunge pachifendwa hazvibatsiri kana tichiti passport iri kudhura ngatisati yekusouth africa ndo iri kudhura passport dzese dzekuzimbabwe dziri kudhura kwete kuti yauya musouth africa ndo iri kudhura yauya musouth africa ndo imari yakatokuda kunge kufanana nemari iri kuzimbabwe saka kana tichitaura nehurumende ngatitaurei tichiti passport iri kudhura zvisinei nekuti ndeye kusouth africa iye kusouth africa ndikuona sekunonzi zvatoo convenient kuvanhu vari muzimbabwe wekuti waakukwanisa kunyatsa zviitira zvinhu zvako hauchatama offbeat akawanda une marisk akawanda ekuti accident muroad uchienda kunoita passport so this one takakumbira government kuti itiurudzire mapassport aitume musouth africa so iye munomu kana munhu achiona chimudhurira anongoenda kuzimbabwe kwaanofila kuti yakachipa but ndinobhiliva kuti yekuzimbabwe ndo inopauya tonzi yekuzimbabwe iri kudhura because iri kugadzirirwa kuzimbabwe iri kugadzirwa zvinhu zvese zvinowanika kuzimbabwe so tinotaura negavhenmendi kuti inge ichidzikisa yekuzimbabwe inge yakadzika but at the same time kana vadzikisawo yekuzimbabwe vane vafanira kudzikisa neye munomu but kuti titaure kuti yemusouth africa yega ndo iri kudhura ndinoona senge tine chikanganisa spirit.
Ko pane nyaya yezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvisina mapepa kana magwaro ekushanda uye ekugara kusouth africa zvatikuona zvichimhanyiswa kumaconstruction sites kumarestaurants vanhu vari kusungwa zvii zvamuri kuonawo ikoko sesangano.
Matiri kupinda nesemunenge maitika zvakaita saizvozvo tiri kuona kuti mazuva ano vanhu vavo havachanyanya kuita zvekuti mazimbabwe state ndiwo akaipa musouth africa tinoona kuti munorth west kune vanhu 8 vakaurayiwa vekurisutu vanhu vavhura maziso vakaona kuti aiwa maforeiners vabva kure havasi vanhu vekuzimbabwe state tinoona kuti avo vaimbova vari mukuru wehome affairs minister wehome affairs vamutsvaredi vainyanya kutarisa vana kuti zimbabwe chete ndo vavaiona kunge vabva kure iye zvino taakuona kunzi kunevekunaana libya kune vekupi nekupi zvazobuda iye zvino mumashure menge vamutsvaredi vasiya vamutsvaredi vaingoimba iye rwiyo rwokuti vana vekuzimbabwe ndo vakazara musouth africa asi zvazobudawo pachena kuti aiwa nevekune dzimwe nyika kune vakatowanda kudarika vana vemuzimbabwe vari muno musouth africa saka zvinhu zvinotipadza chaizvoizvo zvokuti aiwa zvabuda pachena kuti aiwa hatisi tega kune vari kutoita zvinhu zviri wese musouth africa muno vari zvizvarwa zvekudze kwedzimwe nyika dzisiri dzezimbabwe.
Thank you there vajuruta and please do stay on the line. Dokotela Spanda lawe qhube kuvambile ngeza kuwe ke ngithatha umlaleli. Mtereri mlaleli ngiyakwamukela uhlelo.
Maradiko vadunga mwiri.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifarawo.
Ndinofara long time kutaura nemi ndapisana nemi kutaura nemi gore rakapera.
Tiri vapenyu hedu vefundisi mwoyo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu itai gaga.
Okay, regai nditi gaga. Ya na uye mugove mapasipoti ye $250 wangu kuya kwa kaita kuno zakanaka zikuru asi pachokwani chekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kushungurudzika vari kuchema asi chinoziva kuti nyika yedu kana ichinge yatongotora kupa mugoro inenge itozoziva kuti iri vara vateya vanhuve Zimbabwe rakasira chese vachienda ukoko pamari iyoyoyo vaifanira vangu vangoti munhu munhu azvitudzire kuda pasipoti yemaye 170 kuti imejenzere nokuti maitira vakaita vanhu vazhinji vokumusha kuzimbabwe kunoku bvati mapasipoti wazve kumatora futi chero akaya akamatura kuro mapasipoti ukagara nayo isina zvemazuva aishandi saka zvinhu zvinongozotambudza zvevanhu vezimbabwe kuzotravhela vachienda kuzvimabhodha akasiyana vachidzoka vachii vachidii dai vangoita mapuraizi akafanana zvinhu zvanga zvakanaka zvakafanana izvozvo hatingoti nyika yekwedu pachayo inyika isingafungiri vana vayo nokuti tinorangarira kuti mapemisi aya emapasipoti emapemisi paakaisirai ma2021 paya vakanga achiitwa $318 mari yanga yakawanda zvikuru waiti waenda kuembasy ndobhadhara $20 wosvika futizve kuzimbabwe uda futi 340 saka nyika yedu yaifanira kupaona ipapo vana vemuzimbabwe vari kusouth africa nevari kumunyika yezimbabwe takangofanana pana musiyana tiri vana vavo ngavagoga vasarega kutirwadzisa nokuti asai kunyika kune nzara vanhu vari kushungurudzika hongu kuuya kwakwakanaka asi dambudziko ndiri kuti mari yacho yakawandisa dai yatombonzi 200 vabvisa $50 etiliza vanani zongozi 200 vabvisa $50 paroku 250 kuchera muSouth Africa mapato eSouth Africa munomu anoita ma620 rand saka kuZimbabwe vanotiuraya zvikuru vanhu vakawanda vari kutambudzika vari kuchema zvikuru vanhu havana mabasa vanhu vachingotengesa nokudii nokudii saka ndaigona kunzwa kuchema kuwanda zvatirikuona pane mapetition aripo vanhu vezimbabwe vaita petition yokusaina kuti zvechova mari yakawanda dai vatidzisirawo ikasvika mu$50 ndosikumbira tinoda
$200 Thank you. They are moyo nguva ndizo zafamba and I must mention that petition that's being mentioned nava moyo kuti yanga ichida is it 1,000 people ndaona kwane 700 or so if I'm not mistaken about my numbers acho but ibisihambile mpela ipetition yakhona ebesithi hayi okwama-charges epassport lawa kumele yehliswe leyo mbhadalo ngize kuwe dokotela sesikhangela abantu abagijinyiswayo kuma-construction sites lapho la kuma-restaurants abangela maphepha kuyini elikubonayo kulezi nsuku
sibona khona ukuthi kubukeka sengathi umthetho uyaqala ukuthi usebenze ngendlela elinganisa abantu besijwayele ukuthi sonke isikhathi besisinjenjani ukukhanwa ngabantu ababuya belasezimbabwe ukuthi babatholakaze zizi zonke lezindawo nakhona bebaningi abatholakalayo kodwa kusobala ukuthi baningi abatholakalayo kuma mangenandlule sithole nabo abangu-95 ababuya emidiya abatholakala emapulazini okuthiwa bayaziqeqesha ngokwezempi akukhulunywa ngabezimbabwe kuphela kumele ngathi ngalesi sikhathi kuba khona indlela yokubhekana nendaba nje yabantu bokuza e-South Africa jikelele hhayi ukukhuluma nje ngabantu bezimbabwe sijabulela nje lokho ukuthi umthetho awusebenze kulinganiswe bonke abantu ungabi umthetho ongathi ukhandela abantu bezimbabwe kuphela
amazwi okugcina dokotela ngamafitshane ongawatsheli uhulumente
esingakutsheli uhulumende ukuthi uhulumende akacabangele abantu bakhe kumbe abantu abaningi kakhulu nenkinga abantu bezimbabwe asebabhekane nazo kwenza ukuthi baphume ekhaya beze lapha bezezama ukusebenza abanamsebenzi enemali eningi mhlawumpe nakhona kuyukuthi kulula ukuthi bakhokhe kodwa bekungaba kuhle ukuthi uhulumende ayeshise intengo yala mapasipoti nakhona eshesha ayenze mhlawumpe intengo yepasipoti iyeshe kancane ukuze nabo abantu ba-aplayele ngobuningi ukuze bahlale kusemthethweni lase-South Africa bangabibebesha
Siyabonga Dokotela Sibanda, and that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guest, Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda, Chairperson of the Africa Diaspora Forum, and Mr. Dennis Kyuru, President of the Cross Border Traders Association. And of course, a big thanks to you, our valued listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Signing off in Washington, I'm Tungamili Nkoma. Good night, Zimbabwe.